This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And, let's get on the magic carpet and flash forward to November 3rd, 2020. It's election day. The NFL has canceled the fall season. Major League Baseball shuttered 2 weeks thanks to the COVID pandemic. And Americans head to the polls to decide if Donald Trump should or shouldn't get another 4-year term in office. Win or lose, it's going to be a hellacious time. It's going to be violent. There's going to be unrest. And the tantrums seen in the aftermath of the 2016 election are going to make this look like an afternoon in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood compared to the mayhem that will be unleashed if Trump wins another term. Think Minneapolis, New York City, and most of urban America during the George Floyd riots, and then times that, multiply that by a factor of 20. Now, if Trump loses, there will also be widespread protests over notions that he was cheated in the contest. If the Democrats have their mail-in ballot way, that will surely be a cause for concern. That definitely should not happen. There are already more voter fraud stories popping up as localities offer alternatives to in-person voting over the COVID concerns, and the reasoning behind the unrest is immaterial. You see, we both hate each other. Leftists hate us. Conservatives have yet to reach the levels of hatred our enemies have for us, and it's maddeningly annoying that to this day there's still a few on the right-leaning spectrum of politics who think we can still be friendly with these leftist vermin. We can't, because they bloody hate us. We have yet to learn that we must hate them more in order to win, and that we're actually in a wartime situation. The left is totally fine letting cities burn if it means beating Trump. They will peddle this defund the police nonsense to create more chaos and more violence in order to breed a narrative that Trump caused it all. Why do you think they don't go into the inner city preaching gun control? Because chaos. Chaos is their ally. They still can't get, when Hillary, I think Trump was asked, if you lose, will you accept the results of the election? Trump said, I don't know, maybe. And Hillary said, that's a terrifying thought. And, guess what, left? You guys can't get over the 2016 election. You lost. Right now, statues of American heroes and the founders are being destroyed. The 4th of July was smeared as a white nationalist extravaganza. Brand names are rushing to change to avoid being torched by the left-wing mob. The standard of perfection is unattainable under the woke ethos of the leftist America. And that's the point. It makes it easier to slash and burn it all and then start anew. First, America must be destroyed. And they're doing it little by little. Folks, armed lefty militias seized a portion of an American city, Seattle. It was quasi-endorsed by the city leadership. The state government simply shrugged. Armed thugs took control of a large section of an American city, and no one in the leftist media thought that was odd. The Democrats didn't think it was odd. If Joe Biden wins, you can expect similar anarchic situations to arise because this party is now proudly anti-police and pro-rioting. And the latter can only explain how the Democrats decided that protesting / rioting is acceptable outdoor behavior, but everything else is not in the age of COVID. It's why they're cutting police budgets. That's why they're killing overtime pay and hamstringing police from doing their jobs. New York City, which I have always wanted to go to New York City and go to. There's a couple of places. I know a few people there. I'd like to just go there and walk and look at all that architecture and film it and take pictures of it. No. New York is bound to be a crime-ridden haven for years if things don't turn around. You have crime spiking because your doofus, Bill de Blasio, spits in the face of the NYPD and allows these things to gather to protest. And people wonder why there was a 400% surge with cops filing their retirement paper. And if you think there's enough cops to fill the positions of those leaving, guess again. This is woke governance. You cater to the demands of the lefty mob, and you paint BLM murals, but you don't give a blank that black lives are the ones getting blown away in the streets. Democrats have made it clear that if they retake the Senate, they're going to nuke the legislative filibuster. Every insane lefty project will become law. Defunding the police will become a national effort. Speech codes will be passed. Gun confiscation will be passed. Mount Rushmore will be destroyed. Historical sites to our founding fathers will be torched. Maybe not torched, but Mount Vernon and Monticello will be shut down for sure. Every aspect of American history that the left uses racist, which is everything to them, will be wheeled under the guillotine. And this is just the top layer of the peel. Now, conservatives, especially politicians, they seem to get queasy about doing what is necessary to truly defend the freedoms when the enemy is at the gates. And guess what? The Marxists are at the gates. Fixed bayonets. And forget about being decent and fair. It gets you nowhere if you lose. If you want to be decent, win, and then you can be decent. That means you got to be brutal. That means you got to be hyperviolent. Conservatives need to be willing to do anything to win this election and prepare for anything, whatever the result. There's nothing wrong with loving this country and wanting it to remain free. That can only happen under Republicans. In the words of Barry Goldwater, extremism in the defense of liberty is not a vice. The right needs to take that to heart. It may lead down some very dark roads, but if defending the country from the likes of the far left means the road to maintaining America as the land of the free and the home of the brave is paved with the blood of fellow Americans, okay. Guess what? I've already taken an oath to do that once. Drew Holden lists some very good reasons for why a calamity awaits us in November. In a Twitter thread, he noted that the aftermath will likely be an unmitigated disaster that threatens national unity in a way we haven't seen since the Civil War. One of the things he says is, I'll write about this as soon as I can, but a quick short list of reasons. We won't immediately know who won. We hate each other for partisan reasons unlike any time in 150 years. Both sides will likely contest the outcome, all while we reckon with a global pandemic. Then on Monday, yesterday, we got, the New York Times doxed Tucker Carlson. The St. Louis gun couple got indicted. A Kentucky couple was sentenced to ankle monitors for refusing quarantine. CNN's Brian Stelter dismissed the Portland riots as unnewsworthy. And the teachers' unions are keeping the schools shut. And if, you know what? If you want the Democrats in charge, this is what they're about. All logical points. But he didn't even note that even Trump is starting his "we'll see" attitude regarding the outcome of this election. And Democrats will lie and cheat and steal to win an election. It's time for the Republicans to feel comfortable with that mindset. Politics is war by other means. We need to recognize that and realize that in the end, this is all something you would find in a cow pasture. All this is done in the gutter. There will always be conniving and backstabbing and corruption and other unpleasantries associated with politics. And there's no change in that. But war is on the horizon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And I'm glad the audio is working, but it's not all the audio. That's the problem. It's all the audio. It's not all the audio. We got to get all the audio into the. And I contacted a company called BSW, which is a big. It's, you know, it's like the IKEA of broadcast stuff. And they still owe me two other pieces I need to make this happen. So I'm working on it. It is a well-known principle in statistics that all tests will have some biologic false positive. that unfortunately labels individuals as being diseased, but who are not actually sick. And the coronaviral DNA test have reported a 4% false positive rate that when applied to the nearly 50 million tests done so far. That means there's 2 million false positives. So, that's a problem to me. So, all tests in medicine, all tests in medicine, none of them are foolproof. They all have a certain number of false positives, meaning the test is positive, but the patient does not have the disease. And there's only been one published false positive rate for the COVID-19 PCR test. 4% of tests are thought to be positive, but the patients do not have the virus. That's actually a pretty low number. That's just on the false positives, mind you. This is not the inflated numbers, because there's a lot of people that are being called COVID-19 deaths. If they have like COV in their last name, they'll say, oh, he must have COVID-19. And if they dropped a piano on him, well, it was a COVID-19 death. COVID-19 news reports that They report that 48.3 million tests have been done in the United States as of Monday. 4% or over 1.93 million are false. These patients are not infected. Same publication alleges that about 3.9 million Americans have been infected with COVID-19. They did not subtract the nearly 2 million false positives. So fewer than 2 million Americans have truly positive tests for COVID-19. But they just don't know which ones. Now, the scam starts when one individual is tested and is found to be falsely positive. And all of his contacts will then be traced and tested. So if there are 25 contacts, one of them is likely to be falsely positive, as will in turn one of his 25 contacts be. The entire chain is actually negative. But this kind of creative and unwarranted testing does swell the numbers. And this is playing out, believe it or not, as a manufactured epidemic in rural United States, where a new population of COVID-19 cases has arisen in the last 2 months. And many of the new cases are in younger, healthy individuals tested as part of the contact tracing. And to invent a meme, it's not the same COVID-19 that we do in the old days. A better gauge of COVID-19 disease levels is the death rate, which is dropping. Michigan, as an example, reports one or two new deaths per day, but on many days also reports a half dozen deaths retrieved in chart reviews of cases from February or March. This gives the false impression of high mortality, but actually the virus has basically burned itself out. And some final notes to consider are, we need to reevaluate the positives that have been generated as a result of our misunderstanding of basic statistical principles, which, believe it or not, John Lott has done it. He's already done it. Number two, this is a moneymaker for the labs and newly trained, well-paid profession of contact tracer. These constituencies will fight against correcting this fluke in these stats. Number three, I would not expect politicians or journalists to understand the problem of false positives, but experts at the CDC and NIH and the various universities who squawk loudly about the pandemic and how we must destroy the economy can be mocked for not understanding basic statistics and Bayesian theory. And that should be fun. In the meantime, while it has burned itself out, let me tell you what happened to me today. So I bought a rolling toolbox, okay? And I bought it because you can't see it behind me if you're like watching the stream right now, because I have a green screen behind me. But my camera equipment has overcome my studio, so I bought this rolling toolbox, and I'm going to put a variety of things in it, and it will help me organize this a little bit better, because I can't stand being disorganized right now. So, I had to wear a mask to go into Home Depot for the first time to rent a hand truck to get it up the stairs, because I finally got it in. That's the other thing. Everybody's blaming COVID-19 for not being able to get stuff in. How does that work exactly? Are the trucks not running? Are the toolbox manufacturers not working? Or is it just because, you know what, I'm not going there. But I had to wear that mask, so I'm in there and I'm breathing in my own CO2. And because it was hot it seemed sort of hot to me in the Home Depot, I started developing an asthma attack. And I didn't realize it. And I had to sort of slow myself down a little bit and let that pass. Then, on the way back, we had to go to the grocery store, where once again I had to wear a mask. This time, as soon as I put it on, I got dizzy for a minute. And that was sort of problematic for me as well. I sort of got angry at that. And I realized that, I've got to wear the mask. And, instead of us progressing where we were, I wasn't wearing masks at a lot of these places before. This is a new thing. In South Carolina, this is a new thing where you got to wear a mask, and they want you to wear a mask everywhere you go in the city limits, but apparently you don't have to do that if you're just outside of the city limits. You're good to go. I don't understand that at all. I don't get it. But we are regressing, and we're falling for this idea that a mask, anything over our face is going to save somebody. It's going to save me. It's going to save you. When in fact, if I don't have on an N95, those microns, if I have COVID-19, those microns that I might blow through the mask can get to you, and then they will penetrate the same mask. And I've got a surgical mask, one of those paper masks. You know. So and in the meantime, we're looking at all these guys, and all these people are saying these are false. It's not that high. It's not that deadly. It's a bunch of false positives. Nobody's doing nothing about that. Nobody's addressing that. Nobody's getting out here and saying, "Well, this has been a nice scam, but now we got to move on." There will be a comeuppance, no doubt about that. I'm just waiting to see what that's going to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an official memorandum aimed at preventing illegal aliens from being counted in the 2020 census. A Trump administration telling NBC News that excluding illegal aliens reflects a better understanding of our Constitution and democratic principles. Opening the Senate floor on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are putting together a stimulus bill to help Americans.
We will start with the facts and develop real, targeted solutions on the subjects that matter most to American families: kids, jobs, and health care.
President Trump's Chief of Staff Mark Meadows meeting on Capitol Hill with Senate Democrats to get their perspective on things, and President Trump holding a coronavirus task force briefing for the first time since June 25th. and you're listening to USA Radio News. As the coronavirus pandemic continues, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he may have to shut down his state if folks don't practice social distancing and wear masks. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says shutting down the economy and state once again would cause a huge problem.
There are real costs to a draconian extended shutdown, and you never heard the other side of the health equation. You never heard that mammograms were down by 87% and colonoscopies down by 90% and drug overdoses going up month after month through the lockdown. So it was the right decision to make. The president saved 3 to 4 million lives, but it's important to note the other side of the health equation about what extended lockdowns do to the American people.
This comes days after Fauci told PBS that even though the state of New York suffered the most casualties and failed to adequately protect folks in nursing homes, Governor Andrew Cuomo battled the coronavirus correctly. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Lock and Load. Sometimes I don't think anybody understands exactly what a multitasking extravaganza it is to do a radio show. But anyway, I'm getting it done. I'm sort of afraid there's a civil war looming on the horizon right now. It's not yet inevitable. But every one of you that's listening to me, you need to be ready for that eventuality. And the cost in blood could be heavy. It will not be fought like the American Revolution or the Civil War of 1861, where disciplined armies observed the laws of war and respected civilian lives. This will be waged by some far-left radicals and their deep state puppet masters. And for them, civilian casualties and massacres, that's not going to be a moral evil, but merely a part and parcel of their larger plan to reconstruct America. And their objective is simple: overthrow our constitutional order, destroy our way of life, deprive us of our freedom, our liberty, our property, and our honor. Some of you have been out there and you have fought in countries where, you know, that have suffered civil wars, or you have been in countries after civil wars, or you've gone and toured areas where there were civil wars, so like Russia and Syria and Lebanon and Croatia and Bosnia and Kosovo. Revolutions and civil conflict, a lot of people study this stuff. And until... probably, I don't know. I mean, when I left to join the military, I was very idealistic. I thought I was going out here and I was going to do my part to save the world and make the world safe, a safer place. And I would never have believed when I was in the military that a second civil war in America might be possible. But the warning signs are all there, and they began appearing most visibly when Donald Trump became the Republican nominee for president. He is the first American politician that strikes fear into the hearts of both the deep state and the radical left. And that fear makes them extremely dangerous, because Trump is not a politician. When I call him a politician, I'm saying that simply because, well, you know, he's in a political job now. He's been elected to office. He's never held office before, and he lands with the chief executive seat in the world's premier superpower. And because of that, he's beholden to nobody. He was beholden to nobody the entire time he was running. He was saying the things and talking about the things that everybody in government knew that was never going to ever be touched. And then he became president, and then he started touching this stuff. So that makes him dangerous, and that makes the deep state and the radical left dangerous. The Bolshevik October Revolution of 1917 was carried out by a few thousand party members in St. Petersburg. It was sudden. It was unexpected. They made the decision to launch a coup d'etat only hours before its execution. And as late as July 1917, Lenin himself did not expect a communist revolution in his lifetime. The Russian Civil War that followed is a horrifying story of savage carnage and obscene violence. One likely spark for the Second American Civil War would be the result of a coup d'etat carried out by anti-America extremists. It's problematic for the coup, for the people given the coup, because America's a big country, and America's an armed country. So there are certain critical levers of power that they can try to seize, but and they're going to be aided and abetted by the kinds of people Lenin referred to contemptuously as useful idiots. But the shock troops will come from the ranks of Antifa and the radical anti-white elements of the Black Lives Matter movement, they'll be white. And these fascist stormtroopers will be augmented by the even larger numbers of veterans of Occupy and other far-left movements. I'm just giving you the roster on the other side right now. I haven't got to the punchline yet. The real power is going to be behind the scenes in the hands of the bureaucrats of the American deep state, who will see such a far-left coup as their best chance to preserve and expand their far-reaching powers that Trump threatens. And the mainstream media will initially be warmly supportive. A few so-called conservatives of the New York Times may meekly protest that while the ends of the revolution are laudable, maybe the means are a bit too messy. But most of the leftist media will fall into lockstep in the belief that as long as they're supportive, the coup leaders will allow them to stay in business. And many Americans will believe their pro-coup propaganda and quietly submit or at least refrain from overt resistance. The faculties at Harvard, Yale, and Princeton will pass resolutions of fervent support, and their brainwashed students will rush to enlist in the revolution before all the excitement passes. It will become a thing for Instagram. And likewise, left-leaning foundations and oligarchs will promise financial support. The Federal Reserve will flood the economy with debased currency. Now, not all Democrat politicians will turn traitor, but there will be some prominent establishment statesmen who will betray our country, and they'll naively believe that they will be able to control the revolution and turn it to their own purposes. Think people like Charles Schumer. When their fig leaf of respectability is no longer required, they will get the fate they deserve. But their role will be critical to give the coup leaders the guise of continuity of government while they seize the critical levers of power. And the external enemies of America will be viewing this. They'll be seeing this in real time. The new revolutionary government will offer generous terms in return for foreign assistance, meaning secret police and troops if necessary. You could expect a Treaty of San Antonio whereby Mexico recovers her historic territories of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. Russia will want Alaska back and its oil. China and the European Union will demand we surrender our economic sovereignty and become vassals of Beijing and Brussels. And the United Nations will offer to send in their blue helmets to restore civil order. I'm not going to get into the agenda of this regime because this is everything I have said is based upon no resistance. They have things they want to send us to. Like they'll realize they can't just kill everybody, so they'll want to send people to re-education camps, and they'll want to do other things as well. The problem is going to be that there will be a furious response. There will be a I mean, a absolute raging response to them. You got 20-some-odd million veterans walking the streets today. They'll still be here in November. They'll still be here in November. They'll still be here probably if a civil war arises. And these guys, I don't know what percentage of them are still loyal to the Constitution, but most of them. And these guys will get out, and I will be one of them, and I will get out, and I will show people how to do things. And I'll find ways for them to actually execute these things. And then we will mass. And then we will go hunting for the ones that are trying to take us down. And if we find them local, fine. If we don't, then we're going to dig in and wait and see. We'll go find forces that are still loyal to the Constitution of the United States. We'll have air. We'll have close air support. We'll have air supremacy. We will take what we have to have. Some people will just join us. That will be the last days of the left. They will fulfill their own description of what we are. They've told everybody for a very long time, we're bloodthirsty, we're this, we're that. We're killers, we're all these other things. Then they're just going to make it happen, and then when we actually do it, they're going to be shocked. But it's going to be hellacious. So you need to brace yourself. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. One of the most disheartening things that I've been seeing right now during this BLM movement with the Marxists is the way it's been shaking down corporate America. How many emails have you gotten saying, in order to make sure that Black Lives Matter's voices are heard? You know, that kind of thing. Well, they've been shaking down corporate America. Corporate America has been trying to buy their way out. There's hope. Now, there was the first sign that the worm was turning was the hugely successful boycott when Goya Foods CEO Robert Inouye refused to bow down to the council culture mob. And now I'm trying to stay away from energy drinks, but I might have to buy some just to show my support, because Red Bull not only refused to bow down, but they've launched a counterattack. Now, like I said, for the last 6 weeks, you've been getting all kinds of emails in your inbox where American businesses are desperately trying to stave off a BLM attack against their companies of whatever it would be, where they would say, you guys are racists. So they've been buying into the shtick, and more importantly, they've been promising them their money. And their attitude, no doubt, has been aided by the numerous fairly recent college graduates filling middle and upper middle management. Enter Red Bull, the Austrian-owned energy drink company. And first, a little background. Amy Taylor, a 1993 graduate of James Madison University in Virginia, is out and proud. Knowing these facts, recent-ish college grad, part of the LGBT spectrum, it's almost predictable that when Taylor joined Red Bull's marketing division, she would found and sponsor an inclusion and diversity. She was in a position to make a difference because she eventually held the title President and Chief Marketing Officer of Red Bull North America. Nor was Taylor working in a vacuum. She got the full support from Stefan Kozak, Red Bull's North American Chief Executive. Then Black Lives Matter came along and began to dominate the American discourse. And at the same time, word got out that in February, Florian Klaus, an Austrian who was Red Bull's global head of music, entertainment, and culture marketing, used a tasteless slide at a corporate event. America was marked where number one, while Canada was labeled uninhabited. The Middle East and Southeast Asia were marked as evildoers. Continental Europe was, I can't say the word on radio, and South America as coffee comes from here, I think. Mexico was marked by they do our laundry. China was shown with the label they make our stuff. And the Middle East had an arrow indicating bombs go here. Antarctica was simply cold, Australia was marked kangaroos, and Africa was labeled zoo animals come from here. Now that slide was stupid. Under any metric or optic you could measure it against, and at any time, and Kloss deserved to be fired. But the more interesting decision was the firing of both Kozak and Taylor, who were not responsible for Kloss's tin-eared sophomoric stunt. And although Red Bull didn't give any reasons for Kozak's and Taylor's firings, those firings were part of a pattern. As well as firing the two American executives, Austrian global CEO and founder Dietrich Mateschitz also shut down entertainment and culture teams as well as music festivals across the UK, Canada, and Austria. From the outside, those decisions could be seen as a belt-tightening move during a Wuhan virus era, and that's what Red Bull hinted. They said, Red Bull has decided to strengthen the focus of its culture marketing programs on where it makes most impact. Culture programs that will remain include Red Bull BC One, Red Bull Dance Your Style, Red Bull Batalla de los Gallos. But an insider offered a different reason, which was tied to the fact that over 300 employees signed a letter complaining that the company hadn't jumped on the groveling bandwagon when BLM burst upon the scene. Another employee said that the culture teams were seen as the most vocal about racial justice matters and that U.S. staffers saw the restructuring as a form of punishment. Now, this explanation, makes sense when you consider that Dietrich Mateschitz is a outspoken conservative who admires Donald Trump. And translating an interview with Klein Zeitung, the Daily Mail describes him as raging at political correctness and the intellectual elite, critical of Germany's and Austria's decision to open their doors to millions of Muslim refugees in 2015. So, it's to be hoped that Red Bull is hitting back at the straitjacket of political correctness and the corporate tendency to yield to the BLM's extortionate conduct. When one does it, others will follow. Goya's already done it, so Red Bull... But see, this was already happening. Now, when Democrats, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, attempted to destroy Goya Foods because Robert Inouye praised Trump, Inouye refused to back down. And Americans rewarded him by buying up Goya products as if they were toilet paper in March. People are fighting back in other ways, too. In Redwood City, a lawyer countered a Black Lives Matter mural that the city paid to have painted on the streets by requesting a MAGA mural. And the city quietly removed the BLM mural. And what Goya Foods and Red Bull and the Redwood City lawyer are realizing is that the BLM mob, along with Antifa, which is the Democrat Party's domestic terrorism arm, win only if we let them. And so it's time for more worms to turn. When enough do, they start to look remarkably like a fierce and angry dragon. These guys are, they're in for a fight, sure. They're very violent and all this other stuff. But they haven't faced a combatant. Or not enough combatants. Now, a few years back when Spikes Tactical, which is still a sponsor, and Pipe Hitters Union, which hopefully will be a sponsor again, they put out a poster called Not Today Antifa. And this is where a few guys that they would refer to as pipe hitters, military combatants, military veteran types, getting out there strapped up and equipped for violence. Four of them facing an entire mob of Antifa. If you remember during the Ferguson riots, the Oath Keepers sent four operators in there. Now these guys are, they're past their prime and everything, but they still are. A operator past his prime versus a bunch of people is still a mismatch in the operator's favor. So they sent them in there, and Ferguson began to fizzle out. And when people would walk up to the Oath Keepers and say, "Why are you here? Are you here to kill us?" And they'd be, "No, ma'am, I sure am not. I'm here to make sure nothing bad happens. I'm going to be watching that building over there because somebody asked me to do it." You probably know them because I think you work there. And stuff like that. So when they face combatants, it is not something they can do toe-to-toe. They will try to stand there and face them, and they'll make all this talk about we got guns and we're trained in Krav Maga and everything. And it's one thing to take a crash course in that. It's quite another for it to be your lifestyle. It is quite another for it to be your lifestyle. So that stuff that pops up, whenever they say it, whenever they talk it, I always get a kick out of it just because it's so much fun to watch them talk that junk. While in the meantime, they're just not, they're not actually an opponent. They have yet to face anybody. They can fight them back. They have yet to face anybody that's going to employ tactics against them. I mean, just think of this. I'll give you the very basic rudiments. In the military, there's an L shape, and what the L shape is, you have a group of people facing in one direction. You have a group of people in a 90 degree angle to them, and you go into them and assume that formation. And then you start pulling the trigger. And everybody in front of you and everybody to your left is getting caught in a crossfire. It's a little bit like a massacre. But that's a tactic. That's something that has been tried. I'm not even up on what the latest stuff is. But I'm almost certain that would work because infantry hasn't changed that much since the days of Alexander the Great. Back again in 21 hours between now and then, if you would be so kind, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.